Good morning. It's August 4, 2012, or 2012, however you'd like to say it. I've been a bit of a geek of late, last couple of days, because I decided to play with VMware. Very cool little tool that thing is, VMware. For anyone that doesn't know what VMware is, which I think all of you listening to this probably do, you can essentially run any other operating system of your choice inside of your existing operating system, what they call a virtual machine. Basically, emulate a physical computer. There's all kinds of advantages to that, especially with VMware, because with VMware, the rather tedious and impossible for a blind person task of installing Windows is handled by VMware itself. If you're installing Windows 7, Windows XP, and I believe some of the server operating systems as well, like Server 2008 and such, it will actually just ask you for some bits of information that the installer would need, and you give that information to VMware, and it proceeds to do an automated Windows install for you. You don't have to even worry about it. So that makes it kind of fun to actually play with VMware, and gives me a chance to play with Windows operating systems that I otherwise wouldn't be able to play with because I don't have computers to put them on. And since I'm borrowing the computer that I have from a friend of mine, I don't feel like, you know, reformatting it just to play with an OS. So this and the ease of use of VMware and the fact that I can actually use hotkeys to toggle from the host OS to the guest OS, which is something I couldn't do with the VMware or the VM package we were using at school, that has advantages. Have some questions about VMware though. If anyone knows the answers to these questions. I wonder what the bare minimum is for a VMware. Let's say I wanted to transfer an existing virtual machine to another computer. What is the bare minimum that I would need? Obviously, I would need the virtual disk, and I would assume the VMX file. I wonder if I would need anything else. And in fact, what I would assume I would need to make some changes to the VMX file, since I believe that has references to the host OS hardware to pass on to the guest OS, so that you have sound and all that. I would love to know what the bare minimum I would need would be to actually do that. Because when I finally do get a computer of my own, it'd be kind of cute to bring over any virtual machines that I am currently running at that time to the new computer. That would be cool. So, I wonder if anybody has any thoughts on that. Also, I wonder if I can run older operating systems on VMware and get sound. Like, you know, Windows 2000. Windows 98? I know, now I'm really being geeky. You know, why would I want to run older operating systems? I think not really any reason, just to say that I've done it. You know, run Windows 98 with a gig of RAM under my Windows Vista host machine. Might be kind of different. It does run Windows XP very smoothly. Of course, getting a screen reader to work with it would be kind of difficult, though. Guess I won't be doing that, because I don't think NVDA will work with Windows 98. But interesting thoughts, nonetheless. Take care, everybody.